Well, as of today, the Northern Territory has the least restrictive coronavirus measures in the country. From midday today, contact sport resumed, time limits on length of stay at pubs were removed, and casinos, tattoo parlours and nightclubs reopened. Strict biosecurity zones limiting movement in and out of remote communities were also lifted. So it was a busy day in Alice Springs, where Oliver Gordon caught up with people who were back in the big smoke for the first time in months.
Troopies, Hiluxes and Commodores pile into the Alice Springs shopping centre car park. The vehicles that are synonymous with remote community living are back in Alice today. Whilst Raymond from Santa Teresa, a small community near Alice Springs, is happy he can now access the shops again, he says life wasn't too bad under lockdown.
You're in the big Hilux, you've driven down from Santa Teresa today?
Yep. Yeah, we're just doing shopping, getting our clothes and our groceries at Coles, and then heading back.
Some people are saying with the lockdown it was actually quite nice, it was quite peaceful. Is that true?
That's, yeah, very true, yeah, and safe. And we were happy to stay in our community, and we had a lot of things to do out there. And, yep, we were pretty happy, yep.
Whilst many are reporting that, life has been peaceful out bush during the lockdown period, a persistent issue is the price of groceries. And I'm walking down the aisle of one of the major supermarkets right now where we're seeing people filling up huge trolleys full of groceries. We know in some of the remote communities of the Northern Territory, prices are up to 60% higher than here in a regional centre like Alice Springs. So I'm just looking at lots of full trolleys and lots of people looking to make those savings. Murray Ryder is from Mulgabaw, a community nearly 200 kilometres north of Alice. She's happy to be paying city prices for food once again.
Yeah, one bag would cost over $100.
And so do you usually do your shopping here in Alice Springs and then take it back?
Yeah.
You haven't been able to do that?
No, we couldn't, because every time we used to like come into town to do shopping, the police will tell us to go back. Turn back from the lockdown.
How does it feel now that you can actually come back to Alice and do these shops and get back into, you know, this part of the world?
It's it feels good. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Do the kids want to say something on the radio?
Hello. Good night.
Hello.
How does it feel to come back to Alice?
Good.
Terence Tucker from Arayonga, a community 3 hours' drive away from Alice Springs, came to town for a couple of new tyres. I caught up with him as he was trying to squeeze them into the boot of his sedan. And so you've been locked down in Arayonga for how long?
For a couple of months.
What's it been like out there?
I don't know, just stay in bush.
And so you picked up some tyres today as well?
Yep.
Is there any place to get tyres in Arayonga?
Nah.
So what things did you miss about Alice when you were in lockdown?
Everything. Miss everything, yeah. Families, friends, missed Grog too.
And do you feel happy to be able to come back now?
Yeah.
Terence Tucker from Arayonga with Oliver Gordon having a wonderful time in Alice this afternoon.